Greetings and welcome to Fountain of Life Daily Inspirations. This is Brother Philip Hodson, and Brother Mose had asked me if I would do a few more days of the Daily Inspirations on his behalf. He said that he had been studying here in the mornings the topic of prayer and asked if I would continue that here for a few days. So I'm not sure exactly what he has shared in the past few days, so if there's repetition, be patient and gracious, and I trust that God will speak and encourage our hearts through these times of meditation and study of His Word. And so anyway, as we open up the topic of prayer, I think it would be a good place to start would be as Jesus would have taught His disciples, as they said, "Lord, teach us to pray." And Jesus would have taught His disciples how to pray. And we can open up either in the book of Luke or the book of Matthew, but I think for today we will open up here in the book of Matthew, chapter 6. And start in the 9th verse. He said, "After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen." And he goes on from there, and I think we can cover some of the following texts later. But for now, I think it's very important that we look and see how he has taught us to pray. And I was with a brother recently, and he said, "You know, why is it that when I'm with others that I feel prayer flows so much more smoothly and you know, that's a question we all ask. You know, Jesus told us when we're in secret, you know, to pray in secret, shut the door and pray with our Father in secret. And you know, our open prayer life should be smooth, should be flowing, should be real, should be vital. And yet at times I think all of us can testify that when we're with brothers, when we're with others seeking the Lord, that somehow they're praying, you know, we're able to join in. It encourages our hearts and we pray. You know, I'd like us to take a look here and see how Jesus taught us to pray. He says, "After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen." You know, as we saw in there, the pronouns in these prayers are "Our Father," "We," "Us." You know, it's the plural, and I think Jesus taught us that we are to pray together. You know, in the Old Testament, I can't come up with the verses exactly right now, but he said, you know, as the blessings were to come upon them, you know, one would chase off 1,000 and two would chase off 10,000. And, you know, there seemed to be an exponential blessing on the people of God when they came together, when they were working together. And I believe it's very much that way in prayer as well. And that's why I know for some churches, you know, very seldom do they have corporate prayer meetings. And you know, you can have a fellowship meeting and get together to eat and you know, you can fill the place up. But when you call a prayer meeting, you know, there may be just a few that come. And, you know, I don't want to belittle that or that, because it's nice to come together with people who want to pray and yearn to pray. And yet Jesus taught us to pray "Our Father," and "Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." And you know, so there is a power and a grace in corporate praying. There's a power and a grace in praying with one's wife. You know, Jesus, the Word of God teaches us how to dwell with our wives, that our prayers not be hindered. And oh, that we could get a hold of the grace that God desires to pour out on a believing marriage, as two come together as in Christ and seek the Lord's will. And, you know, anyway, we'll go on from there. But he says here first, he says, "Our Father which art in heaven." You know, that very first aspect to prayer is our relationship with our Father. You know, one of the most loved psalms is, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." You know, but the reality of that psalm is, for many that say it or have it spoken at their funeral, they know very little of what it meant to say, the Lord is my shepherd. He's not only the shepherd, he is my shepherd. He leads me. I'm his. He's mine. Oh, he's my dearest friend. He's my shepherd. And if you've ever seen sheep with a shepherd, you know, they love to be near their shepherd. Oh, how insecure they feel when his presence leaves them. They bleed and they bow to get close to him again. And you know, it is wonderful to know him as my shepherd. And it's wonderful to know our God, not just as the great God of the universe or the Heavenly Father, but as our Father. You know, Jesus said I ascend to my Father and your Father. And part of the grace that was poured out on Calvary, part of the shedding of the blood that Jesus did, a major part of that was to give us access to the Father, so that he wasn't just the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, but that he's my Father and your Father, and we can come together to our Father, which art in heaven. And so the crucial aspect to prayer, you know, it's one thing to try to repeat these words over and over, you know, as if it's some prayer that Jesus taught us to repeat over and over. But I think right here in the first words, we see a crucial aspect to this prayer is that he be our Father. And Jesus, by one Spirit, gives us access to the Father. And oh, to know the Father, to be one with the Father, as Jesus was one with the Father, this is a crucial aspect to our praying, is knowing him as our Father, my Father, and your Father. We have one Father, and in that we're brothers, and we're sisters in Christ. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Let your name be regarded as holy. Let your name be glorified. Let your name be lifted up. You are worthy of glory. Let your name be glorified in my life. Let your name be regarded as holy in my life, in my home, in my family. Hallowed be your name. You are worthy of glory. You are worthy to be regarded as holy, Lord. And there's another crucial aspect, that in our hearts, our longings, our desires when we pray are not about ourselves, but they're about the holy name of God, the worthiness of God. We are praying, when we are praying for God's name to be glorified, we are praying without any question. We are praying the will of God according to the heart of God. In verse 10 says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. You know, these last few statements that we've heard, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. These are not just questions. Lord, may it be that your name would be hallowed. May it be that your kingdom could come. Lord, it would be nice if your will were done in earth as it is in heaven. That's not the way these verses are spoken. These words are placed here. These words are in the imperative, meaning let your name be hallowed. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done as it is in heaven, so let it be on earth. And you know, that is how we are taught to pray. We're not taught to pray in some little Lord, if it would be your will, Lord, let your will be done. We are taught to pray, Lord, the will of God as we see it in your word, as we see it declared from heaven, Lord, let it be on earth, in my home, in my life, in your church, in this situation, Lord, even as it is in heaven, Lord, let it be on earth. Lord, you are worthy to be hallowed. Lord, let your name be hallowed in this situation that we are praying for, God. Let your name be regarded as holy. Let your kingdom come, Father. Let your will be done as it is in heaven, so let it be on earth. And this is praying, and this kind of praying is only possible for those who have bold access and entrance before the throne of God, a bold entrance into the holiest of all by the blood of Jesus. This is the kind of praying that only a child of God can do, that has free access to his Father. Praying in a boldness. Lord, it's your kingdom and it's your will. And I want to say, if we want to see the will of God in our lives, we must pray. We can't go on in life and say, you know, oh, I guess it was the Lord's will, if we're not on our knees praying the will of God down to earth from heaven. And so I encourage you this day, let us pray. Let us pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. May the Lord bless you this day.